Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio, and today I'd like to welcome to the show Eva Lenken. Hi, Eva.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, you have actually been recently named as one of the 13 top global divas by MTV.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That sounds fairly impressive.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it came to a shock to me, but, you know, I guess when they recognise something about you, I must be doing something right there, I guess.
How's the album been received, your latest album, The Black Eagle? You know, from a critical acclaim point of view, it's been very popular, but how's it been received from the punters?
I really don't follow anything. I just, you know, I've worked on the album for so long that I kind of just wanted to get it out there ASAP. And once it was out there, I was kind of relieved it was. But I guess, you know, from friends and friends of friends, they've enjoyed it and they've kind of told their friends. And, you know, you kind of get new fans, whoever hears about you, you know, through the net or, you know, through a magazine. So it's kind of just getting yourself out there, and then people want to kind of dig for what albums you've come out, and then when they hear the latest, it's like, oh, cool, you know, this is something new to them. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of fresh and new to people's ears. I guess it's not something common in New Zealand, whereas, you know, someone being artistic with the album instead of kind of just writing anything. The album's quite deep, so I guess it's new to Kiwis, really. Yeah, maybe, I think.
So would it be fair to say, though, that creative process is probably what you enjoy the most about, you know, the whole thing in terms of putting an album together?
Yeah, totally. It's fun. It's quite... It's stressful, but then it's kind of cool at the same time because you kind of... You're in control of what you write about and what you're trying to tell people within your music. So when it's out there, that's a piece of you that you've given to strangers. and I think it's cool because the fact whether you just don't know, you can't tell whether they will enjoy it or not. And, you know, they like this kind of, you know, idea, or they like this kind of piece, art piece or something. So it depends how it's approached to people. And I think that's the exciting thing about it. It's a mystery. You never know what people will think.
Is it hard, though, you know, for yourself when you do put a little bit of yourself out there? Because you're sort of making yourself quite vulnerable in terms of not only judgment, but for people to perhaps get a little bit closer to you or see the real inside of you. Is that a difficult process?
Yeah, like I said, it's fun, but then it's also kind of scary at the same time because everyone's different, you know, and you get different personalities, so you never know who enjoys what you bring out and who doesn't. And so, you know, it's kind of hard being, so you don't know what to share and what not to share. So it is a risk, but sometimes you need to take it to kind of grow as a musician as well as a person. So I think that's what I enjoy about the process of making music and sharing music.
Mm. Has that love of music always been there, you know, even as a child?
Secretly, yes. But I think probably 3 years after high school was kind of something I decided to become a passion. So I kind of dug into a lot of music. I've found friends who were connected in that industry. And that was kind of when I've worked my butt off to get to those people and to get the, you know, to get the kind of music I wanted to represent myself. So, yeah, I guess along those lines, yep.
Was music a big thing within your household, though, growing up? You know, were any of your parents or family members, you know, where did your early, I guess, reference points come from a music sense?
To be honest, I think I've always just been a weird child growing up. I've always wanted to kind of do my own thing. I wasn't really you know, my family loves sports, and that's all we do is just watch rugby on TV, you know, and that's what we've done. And that's all I remember when we were young. I don't think anyone, I mean, everyone listened to music and was kind of just bring out the guitar and play a few songs around the barbecue. But I think personally, it was because everyone was so into the same thing, I just wanted to do something different. And I've always been like that as you know, just personally, that I just like to kind of be the outcast. And yeah, so it's not something that my family has brought up. It was kind of my decision to kind of break out of the, you know, the normal circle in my family.
Yeah. But sometimes being the outcast and the one that perhaps thinks slightly differently or wants a different outcome to, you know, a life or a moment, it can be quite isolating. For you and your music, how much of that do you bring to it, do you think?
I guess the creative side is, I think it's definitely in the music. In terms of writing songs, you know, you can write a simple song, but I kind of like to put an edge to it or just twist it. So people will say, oh, you know, you write a reggae song, but it's not quite reggae. So, and I think in terms of just how I've kind of isolated myself from doing other things than what my family does, it's the same thing with music. I kind of write something, and it's even the way I dress as well. Like, I could just get a black top, but, you know, I would rather have something like a piece of crystal on it or something that just makes it a little bit different. So, yeah, I guess in a way that's how I kind of write and how I dress and how I sometimes talk, maybe.
Mm. What do your folks think now of your success?
I guess probably the most common word is probably proud of my achievements, I guess, and kind of just sticking into it. I guess with you know, my mum being a single mother, she's kind of, you know, she's gone through a lot in her years when she was young, so it's kind of cool for her to see her children make the most of life and live the moment and, you know, and work for something. So obviously I think it's one thing she's really proud of, well, the main thing she's proud of in her kids. So, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah. Tell me, you know, growing up in New Zealand and being in New Zealand, how do you think that has shaped your kind of view on music and where it sits in the world? You know, because your music is quite eclectic. You know, how important has it been, that upbringing and that view, do you think?
I guess it's definitely a Kiwi thing. I'm assuming that, you know, a lot of Kiwis, just because we're such a versatile, you know, community, and we just love to be alternative. I think that's where the inspiration comes from, is from other Kiwis, because Kiwis are so accepting of everything and anything. It definitely shows in our music. So for me personally, I've always been a social butterfly, I guess, and I don't really, you know, I just want to take challenges and see what I enjoy, what I've never tried before, whether I will like it or not. So sometimes I take risks, and yeah, it's a good thing, because that also, you just never know what inspires you, and obviously that's what my music tells you, because I've kind of just taken risks with everything that I've enjoyed it. Sometimes I don't. It shows in my music. So, yeah, so it's, you hear reggae, you hear a little bit of rock, soul, jazz, everything.
So how did it feel then to be, you know, nominated for the New Zealand Music Award as People's Choice? Because taking that risk, putting it out there, it's a big step, isn't it?
It is. It's cool. It's cool to be recognised for quality music, because, I mean, there's so many talented musicians all over the world, and it is a competition in a way. So, you know, to be accepted in your country is a pretty awesome thing, but it's also like a, you know, it's a responsibility to as well. So they expect more from you every time they appreciate good music. So the next one, it's like, okay, so I'm nominated for this. I guess they want me to show what's next. for the next whole lot of stuff, and it is challenging. So, but it's good. It's good in a way.
It's exciting times, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I guess, you know, I'm pulling up the rankings. Hopefully, you know, just kind of, you know, over the years, just making music and doing music, it's quite cool that, you know, you're moving forward each time. So, I mean, that's how I see it. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, look, thanks for being on the show today. It's been great talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
And all the best for the future. Yeah, I'd say you've got a very long and successful future in the music industry.
I hope so, thanks.
That was Eva Lampkin, the muso from New Zealand, and it's great to have her on the show. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.